So for this intro, we need you to be Veronica Moore.
I'm not going to be Veronica Moore.
What's the big deal? Just do it.
Just do like
it's
an
just
impression.
A joke.
What is hey y'all.
No, I'm not evoking that into my body,
Chloe.
No,
come
I need
on.
You to do this.
You
this
don't
isn't
need
a big
shit.
Deal. Yes, I do need.
Yeah,
to
seriously,
it. Take one for the
good.
Team.
Take
for fuck's
one for
sake.
The fucking team. I have a dried up vagina. My tits talk to the fucking audience, and I fuck on piles of trash. I am not going to be Veronica Moore. I think I've done plenty for the show.
I can't breathe.
Food is not la ha ha.
Welcome to the only Toddcast that matters. Food is not love, starring Disco Sneakers as Robbie Danger.
Yo, turn your speakers up, adjust your iPod. We're getting suited up, turning our mics on. We're activated. Food is not love. We're activated. Food is not love, Robbie. Check out my hunky ass.
Food is not love.
Kiss my tart cast.
Food is not love.
Oh!
Was that your idea of a beatbox?
Oh!
The animal!
We're doing it for Johnny.
Yeah, I'm gonna give a Colombian necktie to Martha Stewart. Yeah.
See, I went with more of a Tonight Show kind of a thing.
Hey, everybody.
You're on a whole Louis Armstrong solo.
I see trees green.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Food Is Not Love.
This is episode 15.
And with me, as always, is Louis Armstrong. How are you, Louis?
I'm Louis Armstrong Danger.
Can you do some, like, some of this, like, maybe the Hot Five stuff? Like, maybe, you know, Hot Potato Blues or West End Blues?
That's all I got.
That's not even remotely.
It's not even close.
I said West End Blues because the solo is just one note. Oh. Just, yeah. That's it. That's the whole solo. Hey, everybody. I'm peeking like
on?
Crazy, it
Are
sounds
you?
Like. It sound, I don't know.
I can't hear a peek.
Well, welcome to St. Paddy's Day.
Hi, everybody.
My favorite holiday on earth.
It's time for the limericks.
That's right. And don't mock. Listen. McJuicin.
Don't you make say, you dirty Mick?
Yeah, let's not mock the Irish.
Don't make me come over there and give you a flabbergaster in your hooter heart.
Oh, great. Juice Newton over there is going to come over there and fight me like the Irish. We should start by saying that Bree's in the studio with
hey,
us.
Honey.
Bree Danger.
Hi.
Hey.
Mrs. Danger, how are you?
Doing fabulously.
You're doing fabulously.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's your birthday.
It is.
Yay.
Sunday.
Yay. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank
She's
you.
Turning 6 years old.
I am.
Yes.
Or 26.
Or 26, whichever.
That would be weird if I was six. You'd be...
Not for Rob, it wouldn't.
Nah.
No.
Awkward.
Uh-uh.
No. It's not like weird it. For him at all.
Yeah. You must be this tall to ride this ride. Awkward.
But Bree's kind of little, though.
Well, she's short. She's a little short, yes.
Go ahead. Tell us how portable she is. Or pliable, depending on your...
Yeah, I don't know either. I fit her in a little knapsack. We go places. It's cool.
Well, the first thing we should address is the things that might have happened on our message board on our website as a result of Tim Tapower's appearance.
I have never seen a more battered and angry woman ever.
Well, let's give some of the backstory. Tim came on the show, for those of you who didn't hear last week.
Or those of you who listened and could barely hear Tim because Tim speaks like a silent church mouse.
Right. But Tim...
Hey, buddy, this is Tim. I just want to say hi.
But last week what happened was... Tim decided, well, I don't know if that's the right word.
Well,
he was kind of pushed into confessing something that maybe he shouldn't have, and I wasn't sure how much was shtick and how much was real.
I think it was all real. I don't believe he was shticking us.
Maybe we should say, you know, some of it was shtick.
All right, so what we're talking about
is
he was dating two women at the same time.
We don't know if this is true. This
allegedly,
is all hearsay.
Allegedly.
Right.
This is like Drew Peterson.
Right.
Allegedly,
and,
Tim
and
was
Tim,
dating
let me
two
say
women.
That Tim doesn't does have... the reputation for doing things like that.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, he is...
definitely...
straight and narrow.
Right.
Right. So Tim, he's dating two different women, or supposedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. One is an African-American woman, and the other one was like a Bulgarian stewardess or something like that,
Romanian
whatever.
Yeah. Which is a like, detail that... this is why, you know...
I like Tim's hook penis. Oh, Tim, come here and touch my nipples and dial them like you are tuning a radio. Would you like peanuts on your penis?
show me that invention called television.
I tell you how to keep your seat in upright position all night long.
Why you treat me to the stylings of your favorite musician, Anderson Cooper.
All right. Well, anyway.
The video star.
Right.
Right.
So he's dating both of these women, and his concern was that one of them didn't believe in God, and he feels it's necessary to try and instill the right kind of values and ideas about God for his own children, and let them develop it on their own without him, you know, putting his own values on them, like, because he doesn't know if God exists.
Right. He's not – right. He doesn't know where he stands on that.
But he wants something better for his kids. And so he was concerned that one of the women he was dating was godless, like an infidel.
Right.
And the other one, she believed in God and the Mile High Club.
I mean, those are the qualities you're looking for,
right?
You know, if you're going to cheat on your girlfriend.
Exactly.
Right.
So,
allegedly.
Right.
Right.
So before the episode comes out, my understanding was he broke up with the godless one because she was going to hear this episode and not be happy with what was said.
Right. That may or may not be true.
Right.
So what happened was the godless woman was angry and wrote really horrible things about Tim that I have to, in all seriousness, no kidding around, have to refute.
Sure. No, there's a lot of allegations. She says he used heroin, he was bankrupt, and what are the other things that she had said?
Well, she said that he put his infected dick in her unprotected ass.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
What I
we
do
don't,
wanna,
yeah, we don't know.
We don't know. We don't talk to Tim about
his penile region.
Right. We don't.
But what we can know is
we don't ask his penis for a resume.
Right. No.
Right.
But what
we don't
do know.
Know
is anyone who has the
I
candor.
I do know he did it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyone who has the candor to talk about her unprotected ass having ass sex
is a classy woman.
She's a class act.
I do have to say right off the bat, because I'm going to shout out the kids because they're really awesome. TJ, Timmy,
Princessa.
Princessa. Uh-huh. Look at you with
the memory.
Yeah. And Dustin. Uh-huh. We want to say hi to them.
Hello, kids.
Those are very good kids.
If you're listening to this, your father did not put it in her butt.
No, this is all for the show. This is all fiction. Your father doesn't treat women like disposable
objects,
things.
Right.
No.
They're not like Rubik's Cubes that he'll never solve.
Right. Even though he'll never solve them.
And toss them into the trash.
Right. That is not your father's behavior at all. This is comedy.
Yes.
That we're making up as we go along.
Right. So if you visit the website, foodisnotlove.com, you will be able to read all of the crazy comments that this crazy woman said
She eventually apologized.
She did apologize. It was kind of funny because she really quickly backed down. She had a lot of anger. And all of a sudden, we inserted a couple of comments, and she immediately withdrew her
Well, I imagine more things might have went on behind the scenes that we don't know about.
Probably. He might have negotiated another session with her ass.
This again, I have to just tell the audience, this is hearsay.
He knows what she likes.
But you know what? We got to get to a break because what do we have going on the show today, Rob?
Well, let's take a look.
I'm asking you so we get off this topic.
I know. All right. So let's see here. Hang on.
Also, I want to note there's a storm going on outside, too. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's terrifying. Yeah. All right. So on our show today, we have the lovely Tora Sutana.
Yay! Cult movie icon, Tora Sutana. I injured my arm, and I just clapped, and I hurt myself.
Yeah, that was awkward.
Yeah. We have to ask Tora Sutana perverted questions sent in from the audience.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Very good.
We're going to get to our world in peril. Good God, there's a lot of peril going on in our world.
Yes. So, and then we have Dirty Rotten Gossip.
We do.
We do have Dirty Rotten Gossip.
Why did our producer just give me a look? She gave me like the curdled chin. What was that? You're like...
You were chortling. Ugh. Yeah, what was
like
that?
You were gagging when I was speaking. What did I do to you?
And also just more St. Patrick's Day goodness.
You better believe it, you dirty Mick.
So, but say hi, Brie.
Hi.
Tell them what we have to look forward to.
We'll be right back after Tim to Power featuring Bob Rosenberg and his fancy Casio keyboard.
Ooh, nice job. Nice job.
Very
Somebody
nice.
Clap.
I
can't
will clap. Yeah.
Thank you.
Just go hit yourself in the face with one hand.
Everybody start dancing. Feel it. I don't think you're feeling it. Gold. I had to run away high, so I wouldn't come home low.
Satana, and you are listening to Food Is Not Love. And if you don't keep on listening, I'm going to kick your ass.
Dude, I seriously hurt my arm.
We can make out on top.
Could you stop talking about making out? We're rolling, and you guys are talking about making out. You know.
She might punch us.
Mm. So anyway, it's St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Now with her arms pinned down.
And Chloe brought us this really... Ooh, I almost finished mine. This fruity beer. What is this?
It's a raspberry beer.
Oh,
It should be green.
It does. It tastes like IHOP syrup.
It does.
Like you said. Yeah, it's good.
It does. It tastes like carbonated IHOP syrup, but it's good. I wish I had pancakes. Thanks for not bringing me pancakes.
So, Bree, what are we doing on your birthday? I know we have a big party to go to tomorrow.
We are. We're going to go out drinking and get incredibly intoxicated and play my new drinking games that I just bought.
You bought drinking games?
Yeah, I did.
Tell us about them.
You have to ask each other questions about what would you rather do? Here's an example of one. Would you rather slam your hand down on a nail?
I don't want to think about that right now.
Have your fingers cut off. Which would you rather do? You have to talk about it.
I would rather slam my hand on a nail than have my fingers severed.
Yeah,
the nail.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah. Actually, let's go further. It's your fingers put in a paper shredder or hand on a nail.
Nail.
Easy.
That's easy.
Down.
That's not even a thought.
No pun intended.
So what happens after I say that? Do I have to do that?
You have to have like a consensus, and then whoever wins to the consensus, everybody else who was in the consensus has to drink.
So it's basically about who's the better politician,
right?
Yeah.
Too. Do you know what this is? You could sell
the
idea,
like the sophist did.
It sounds like Irish retarded games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hoi there. Samuel, what would you rather do? Would you rather stick your hand in a donkey's anus? Or would you rather stick your hand in my anus?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have a dreidel. Bree and I didn't bring our dreidel.
You know what? Dreidels are fun, innocent games that children play for Hanukkah geld. That's chocolate money. We teach them at an early age the value of money so that they can grow up and own the world.
I don't like the fact that you're sitting here mocking the Irish. But there's two of us here.
Potato famine.
Yeah, your girlfriend included.
I love you, honey. I fucking hate you. I love you, honey. I fucking want to stab you in the face, Disco.
That's great. I'm glad you're of two minds of these things.
Dirty filthy meek.
Yeah.
This is how the Jews operate.
They might be part Irish. Oh, wow.
Who's part Irish?
My kids might be Irish Jews. Jicks.
You guys having children?
Maybe.
Not yet.
Are you guys going to breed?
Maybe.
I want to kill myself.
All the kids are named Mitt 1.
Well,
two.
Listen, what we're going to do is...
Mitt 3.
We have a cult movie icon coming in.
Yes, we do.
That we had to call.
Uh-huh.
And Chloe has a bunch of questions that she got from the audience ask her. So we're going to call Tora Satana.
Okay.
And being as you're so fucking above doing interviews...
Yeah.
What are you going to do with your time?
What do you think I'm going to do with my time?
Can we make out?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay.
That's all.
So we'll see you guys in a few minutes.
Funny thing is the way you guys did that sounds like shtick, but you guys are really going to make out.
Yeah, no, seriously, we're going to.
All right, well, I'm going to call Tora while you guys run off and be sickening. Hi, baby.
Hi, sweetheart. How you doing?
Spending my days missing you.
Aw, isn't that sweet? You don't miss me very much, though, do you, huh?
That's not true. Why would you say that?
Tora, did you know?
Oh, well, because you don't come around often enough.
Well, you live in Vegas.
No, I live in Reno.
Oh, that's like Vegas.
No, honey, I like the big mountains.
me too.
Yes, and I've got them for you.
You know, I dumped a girl in Reno just to watch her cry.
Tora, did you know that Disco's screensaver on his computer is a picture of you?
That's true.
No, I didn't.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how much he loves you.
Really? Which one?
It's a picture from your MySpace page, one of the recent pictures.
With that low-cut black tight shirt.
Yeah, bounce.
And your hair all mussed up and
bounce.
Sexy.
Bounce.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's the one.
Well, you know, one of these days I'll have to send you one of the nudes that Harold Lloyd did of me. Then you could really have a screensaver.
Can one of those days be today?
No, that's very true. You know, I still have some of those.
I got my questions for Tora ready.
Okay.
And you got yours? Do you have yours? I bet you mine are worse than yours.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Okay, well, we'll start with the tame one from Uncle Mark.
Okay.
Okay, my lovely. My Uncle Mark wants to know how he can win his affections from you, considering I stole it with what he calls my little radio show.
Oh, he thinks that you stole... my affections from him?
Yes, considering he was a fan before I was. And I guess because since he's older than me, maybe that's true, but yeah. I don't think so.
Well, he's the one who was like, Tora rocks it. You need to find Tora.
Yeah. I mean, he pushed me to find Tora.
Yeah.
Yeah. but...
And you found me, didn't you?
And now he's jealous.
Yes, I did.
Let's see. As far as winning my affections from him, you didn't. Because he was just not around often enough.
Right. Okay, Chloe, start with your question.
Okay. Dear Tora, I love to perform oral sex on my boyfriend, but he tastes terrible, usually like rotten eggs. It's very bitter. I don't want to insult him or hurt his feelings, so how do I handle this without making him insecure? And this is from Sue from New York City.
Ah, Sue, push him in the bathtub.
I'm not sure that what she thinks tastes terrible is his flesh.
No, I think it's what comes out of his flesh.
No, it's because he doesn't clean himself. That's the biggest problem.
Oh,
shit. You know, I'd hate to tell you how many guys don't. I know the taste that she's talking about. And it's usually after he's run around the park for a couple of laps and, you know, it really just does not taste like salted beef.
My eyes are welding up.
Now, what happens is that, what she needs to do is, before she ever starts, she says, let me try something new with you. And about this time, she's got a nice, hot washcloth sitting there beside the bed. And she gives him a good scrubbing down before she ever puts him in her mouth.
Oh.
That could be sexy.
That might work, yeah.
Yeah, and
yeah.
He would never know the difference.
It works very well because it also gets him harder, too.
Oh,
look at that. It's a twofer.
Yeah, I mean, hey, voice of experience, what do you want?
Well, this one comes from April in Tampa, Florida, and April writes, Dear Tora, I've been with many men, most of whom have been rather endowed. My current boyfriend, who I love very much, is more on the average side, and although we have a great time in bed, I may be too loose for him. Any suggestions? Our listeners have no shame.
I mean, the best one would be to douche just before she has sex with him, because that'll tighten her up.
It will. But
I
did
not
know
that.
Really? That works?
Oh, yeah. Just take a nice hot douche before. Not only does it heat you up inside, but and make you nice and warm for him, which will make him about ready to pop his cork any second.
I'm going to need therapy.
He will also appreciate it because it makes you a lot tighter.
Wow. You got the next question,
Look
Chloe.
At what we're learning.
Look at that. I'm like, seriously, this is the most educational segment this show has ever provided.
It is. It's awesome.
Hey, sex education is very important.
We're like NPR.
Okay, this one's not as dirty. This is from This one is from Annabella in San Francisco. Dear Tora, how do you keep your man happy in the bedroom? I want to know what your secret is to having him think about you all day and rushing home to see you after work. What do you think the secret to a happy marriage or any long-term relationship is?
Never say no.
Oh. Ooh.
Even like if you have a headache?
Honey, that's the best release for a headache in your life.
Tora's got a point.
Have you ever had a headache and reached a climax?
Yes, actually. Yeah. It does
help. Does it not relieve every bit of pain in your head?
Exactly.
Once you have popped your cork?
Yeah, very true.
Okay, well, you know, that's what most women don't understand, is that is the greatest tension reliever in the world.
You know, no one makes more sense than my Tora Satana.
Absolutely. She's not just yours.
Yes, she is just mine.
But it's very true. I mean, my husband, when I was married... he used to tell me, he says, how come you never say no? I says, because it makes me feel good.
This one comes from Lori in Richmond. I'm assuming that's Virginia.
Yeah.
Dear Tora, first of all, I want to say that you are a goddess. Oh, that's nice.
Oh, thank you.
That being said, I need some pointers on how to subtly, seduce a friend of mine. I've been attracted to her for years. But we have both always... Oh, I guess Lori's a girl. Oh, okay. I just caught on. I'm quick. Okay.
Yes, I can tell.
But we have both always been with other people, and now we are single. I know that she likes women as well as men, but I'm not sure if I happen to be her type of woman. I'm afraid of rejection or even worse, ruining our friendship. How do you think I should go about this? Signed,
well,
Calavino.
First of all, you can never, ever not ask, because you never know what the answer is going to be.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, heck, I'd hate to tell you how many guys have wasted away saying, Jesus, I should have asked her to go out. Huh? But, yeah, and I used to spend my time, a lot of time when I was on the road, alone, because the guys were afraid to ask me out.
Huh.
There you go.
I wouldn't have been afraid to ask Tora out.
I know you wouldn't.
No,
have.
Not me.
No.
I'm, like, full of confidence.
You are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like an alpha male.
Yeah, now that I've boosted your confidence. Well, you'd be surprised at how many guys used to be afraid to ask me out. But you can never be afraid to ask somebody, because if you don't ask...
That's
and I
right.
mean, ask, you will never know.
Tora, I'm like a wild puma.
You are?
I'm like
a... Well, we can always put you in a cage, honey. I mean, I really, you know, I mean, I'm really not the person to ask about, you know, same-sex type things, because I'm afraid my feelings always run towards guys. You know,
I'm sad now.
Once I go through all the guys in the world, then I'll go to women.
She's just like Rob. Oh, sorry. I didn't know. Go ahead. Read the last
question. All right. This is our last question. Dear Tora, my husband and I have been together for 5 years. We are still very much in love, but our sex life is getting stale.
Wah, wah.
I have introduced sex toys and role-playing into the bedroom, which is something I like, but he doesn't seem too into it. I would also like to bring another woman in there with us, but I'm afraid of the consequences. What should I do to spice up our sex life? From Callie in New York City.
Well, Callie, I would think if you probably brought in another woman that it would probably spice it up a little bit for a little while, and then you got to be careful that he doesn't want to take off with her.
Yeah, that stuff never works out.
But, hey... A little playing is fine, but a lot of guys are not into role playing. You know, a lot of guys just like to wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. What you have to do is, like I said, one of the main things about my sex life and keeping it up and keeping it interesting is the fact that I never say no.
I like I like to pretend I'm a puma.
You like to pretend you're a puma?
Yeah.
Well, the little puma, this tiger would probably eat you up.
Ooh, snoogans.
You know that, don't you?
Thank you so much, honey.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
And I'll talk to you
soon.
Loving
kisses to you, Rob, and Chloe.
Bye.
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 Yeah, I really like that lamp, honey. That looks nice. You want to get the red one?
They are so gay.
They're just picking out fucking IKEA furniture.
Well, it's honestly what we do post-coitus.
Okay, as a listener, how do you think that sounds to a listener?
That, you I'm know, sorry, who are you?
Just saying. I'm asking you a question. Do you think it's sickening or cute?
I think it sounds mighty fine. That's going to be my bail.
How about those Turing answers?
Oh, my God.
I didn't even know our listeners were so disgusting.
You know what, though? I love Tora, but I don't think that she quite grasped the fact that...
We were talking about spunk.
Spunk.
Ew.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with a warm washcloth, although that sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, oh, wow. Yeah. Washing off dirty dick sounds like a treat.
Well, no, not if you put it that way.
Well, I think Rob has a contest in this show, and I think the contestant would agree.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think he would love to wash
Rob's dirty dick. Yeah.
I don't like those drawers, honey. I don't think we should get that.
Why are you not paying attention?
I'm sorry, we're doing
a show. It's bad enough she calls every time we do a show, but now you got to pick out.
Don't make me put a potato in your mouth. I'll do it right now. I'll give you Irish cholera.
Irish what?
Cholera.
What is cholera?
Cholera. I don't know. That's what you give horses. You put an electric thing in their ass.
Okay.
Hey, you asked. Hey.
Well, you know what? It's time for Dirty Rotten Gossip. Let's get into that before we even do the rest of this. I don't know. I'm drunk. I don't even know.
Are you drunk already?
I'm tipsy.
One beer?
That's not beer. That's syrup.
That's IHOP syrup he's drunk
We should do shots before the end of the show. Ooh. It's St. Patty's Day. We don't even care about performing for you people.
Yeah, let's do shots.
Let's do shots. All right, well, let's go. We'll do gossip first, and we'll come back to shots.
Okay.
I need some dirty rotten gossip. I need some dirty rotten gossip in my mind. I need some dirty rotten gossip.
Disgusting.
I need some dirty rotten gossip in my mind.
All righty, what's the first story, Chloe Jones?
So Billy Crystal fulfilled his lifelong dream.
What, he was actually funny once?
Aww.
Oh, no, hey, no. Don't attack me. He was pretty funny.
When?
Saturday
when?
Night Live?
Okay, I'll give you that.
Okay. Was... when? Oh, okay, right. All right. Yeah, that was you lost.
He was funny on a couple, yeah, in a no, couple of sketches.
Yeah, he was funny in the last 30 movies he did, but in Saturday Night Live, he was good.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I used to do, you know, you look marvelous.
Yeah, that's
absolutely
funny.
That was fun.
By the way, that was 1986.
Yeah, I was a kid in 86.
Yeah, that's
I'm
over
sorry,
20
you were
years
graduating
ago.
From college,
that was over 20 years ago when he was funny. He hasn't said a funny thing in 20 years.
It's like Robin Williams.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so he's living his lifelong dream being a woman.
Right. Right. Now he got to be the DH for the first inning.
I'm not so good with the baseball, so what's a DH?
Designated hitter.
Okay.
For Yankee spring training against the Tampa Devil Rays.
Okay,
week.
That's
yeah.
pretty cool.
Yeah, it was all right. I mean, he struck out.
Am I stupid? But I didn't realize that the Yankees were in a league that had a DH.
Yeah, that's the American League.
Okay.
The National
the Braves
League,
don't have a DH, right?
No, because okay. their National League team, their pitchers actually hit in
I
the
see.
Lineup.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's more honest baseball, quite frankly.
What, a DH?
Not a DH.
Not a DH.
Yeah, National League is actually thinking, straight up a little bit. It puts them at a disadvantage because their pitchers also have to be able to hit.
Right. I was going
to
say, yeah, do many pitchers from from one league go to the other because of that reason or not so much?
Not so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, you'll never see Johan Santana of the Mets, I don't think, really.
Now, he
hit.
Plays with Rob Thomas, right?
No, well, he might as well because the Mets are all Puerto Rican.
Oh.
No.
There'd be a card in the kitchen.
I wasn't being racist. I'm just pointing out a fact. Forget it. The Border Patrol is only there to prevent the bullpen of the Mets from increasing. I'm not being racist. I'm just
right,
pointing
so
out a fact.
All right, so Billy Crystal, he lived his lifelong dream hitting.
Sorry, I was possessed by Hillary Clinton. For a minute. Sorry. Geraldine Ferraro took my mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, he was the designated hitter for the first inning. He uh-huh. struck out. But it was a spring training Good. Game against the Devil Rays. And there was a fight.
It was a great fight. Two of our Yankees are suspended.
Fight. What, a New Yorker get into a fight? What?
Shelly Duncan
and
Melky Cabrera.
Dimples.
Dimples Cabrera punched the second baseman of the Devil Rays in the back of the head.
He donkey punched
like,
him.
Poof! Yeah, he pretty much he donkey punched
that
the Tampa
sucks,
Rays.
Devil
Rays second
kill
baseman
doing that. Right?
What, donkey punching somebody?
Yeah, probably. I mean, anything to the back of your skull.
Yeah.
And how about Joe Girardi?
Joe Girardi was tossed from the game.
Oh, my God.
Bye-bye.
Who was that?
The manager
He's
of the Yankees.
The new manager of the Yankees.
Oh, what happened to, what's his name?
Where have you been?
Joe Torre? Joe
yeah,
Torre,
Joe yeah. Torre. What happened to him?
He's with the Dodgers now.
Oh, wow. What happened to Tommy Lasorda?
He went
serious.
On Slim Fast.
Hey, I'm Tommy Lasorda.
They put him out to pasture after his 80th birthday.
I've been eating these Slim Fast submarine sandwiches, and I'm doing great. I'm up 150 pounds, and I feel great. Look at me.
I
Where's
miss
my
Tommy
meatballs?
Lasorda. Those were the days with Tommy Lasorda.
I miss him in Oral Hershiser.
What?
That's how old my knowledge of baseball is. When the Dodgers had Oral Hershiser and Tommy Lasorda.
Yeah. I miss Tommy Lasorda and Billy Martin.
Aww,
oh, Billy.
Martin. We
I
have miss, to watch that again.
In our hearts
too.
And forever, baby.
All
so
right,
what's
so
the
what
next,
next
story?
Yeah. We spent a lot of time on that.
Michael right. Jackson saved his Neverland Ranch from being...
His kid supply?
Is he in trouble money-wise? I don't understand. He just released that album.
No,
with the Thriller remaster?
Yeah, I thought it
yeah.
was like a compilation or something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's like, no, but it's a reissue of Thriller, and it has like some bonus discs.
Yeah, how could he be hurting for cash?
It was $24.5 million.
Holy
on
shit.
Yeah.
Where's he been living? Yeah.
No reissue is going to make up that deficit.
The Neverland apartment?
And this is yeah. not the first time that they had to like bail him out and save him. He refinanced and everything.
Wow. Can you imagine? Wait. Let's imagine how he goes to the bank.
I need to refinance. I've got this. I pay about $14 million a month. It's just a little too much money right now. I ain't doing so well. I'm looking at you, Mr. Banker. You
Irish
banker. You dirty Irish Mick.
Michael, you can't. You're in debt. You're about $24 million underneath. You can't refinance this at all. You owe the bank $24 million. We're going to have to take your property from you.
Can I use zebras as collateral?
You can't use zebras as collateral. No.
I got the hippos.
No.
That's a lot of stuff.
Get your
like
hand
zoos.
Out of your pants, Mr. Jackson.
Foreclosure is not my... Oh,
Stop touching children.
There are rumors, though, that he's going to have to sell the house.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Yeah. And David Beckham wants to buy it, which I think is so creepy. I think that's so creepy.
David Beckham and Posh Spice are going to be like, oh, look at this. Look,
they're going to live among all those touched souls.
Hey, Posh, get the black light. I want to see where his spunk is.
Yeah.
Look, Posh, it's everywhere. He spelled his name.
That's wonderful. That is the height of fashion.
Posh, I love your voice.
I love you, David. Kiss me, David.
I want to do a punch back flip forward, somersault kick for the soccer ball.
That's so couture.
Oh, sing me a song.
Oh, you are the piano man.
Disco's woman voice gives me the creep so bad.
That's how Posh Spice sounds.
I like it when you talk like a tranny, baby. Let's play hacky sack with my former bowls. That sounds like bullocks to me.
Touch me, David, touch me. Oh, wait a minute. Bree just reached over and touched Rob's bulge.
What are you doing?
There's no touching dicks in here.
Why are you doing that?
But I want to.
Yeah, you're making us sick.
How about I miss it?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Wait, Rob, you're going to hit the...
Food does not love time. Travel sequence is now activated.
Oh, fuck. Oh. Now look what you fucking did.
Oh, shit.
Now you did it, Rob.
What did I do? What is that?
Holy shit. I thought you fixed that.
What the fuck is that?
All right,
noise?
You know what? Just hold on tight, everybody. Is everybody all right?
Dude, what the fuck just happened? I'm freaked out. Bree, are you okay? Mm-hmm. Wow, she's taking it really well.
All right, everybody, just relax. Let me get a status report. Chloe, activate Tammy G.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what?
Tammy's our robot.
What robot?
Yeah, we have a robot.
Are you fucking kidding me? You got a robot and didn't tell me?
Tammy, what's the status? Where are we?
Status. Check. The year is 1977.
Where the fuck is she? I don't even see her.
She actually controls the entire studio. Very much like she's designed after Cerebro, like an X-Men. Anyway, Tammy, what's the status?
The status is Chloe's boobs are very big and Rob is a jerk.
By the way, Tammy G stands for Time Apparatus Machine That Mocks You Guys.
Wow.
She loves me.
Hey, Tammy, what's going on? What are we doing?
We are trying to block out how sick you and your girlfriend are making us.
Why would you diss on me, Tammy? I've been here the whole time. We don't have a bond yet?
Disco is their god. He is very handsome.
Oh, thank you.
Fuck you, Robbie Danger.
Tammy, I'm going to send you the fucking scrap heap if you keep talking to me that way.
Well, I guess we're in 1977.
So what are we going to do?
I'm just glad we didn't age backwards.
Yeah.
That would have been awkward.
I would have been in my dad's sack.
I would have been six.
I'd be two.
Aww. Dude, I feel fucking horrible. What's going on, man?
It's a sickness. It comes with time travel. My stomach's awkward
also.
Dude,
you gotta do something. Help me, dude. I really feel horrible. You got Dramamine or something?
Hold on. Tammy G?
Yes, Disco.
We both don't feel good. We got the hibernation sickness.
Hibernation?
Yeah, we were hibernating the whole time we were traveling in time. Yeah. You never saw Star Wars. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Dude, I think I'm a puke, dude. I need something to happen right now.
I will transform Robbie into Elton John.
Are you fucking kidding me?
You're Elton John.
Yeah, who do you get to be?
Disco Sneakers will be David Bowie.
Oh, you fucking asshole.
Who loves me?
On top of other men.
Ziggy played guitar. Jamming good. What's the news, Chloe Jones?
Beautiful. Oh, I'm going to be serenaded the whole time.
I love your blouse, Chloe.
Thank you. Do you want to borrow it?
Yeah, it'd be great.
I think it's a fantastic look on you.
I have a pierced penis and I'd love to just hang your earrings from it.
Oh, you're wonderful.
That would be awkward if this wasn't the 70s, baby.
It would be very strange.
You want to share my needle here, Disco?
Yeah, absolutely.
Disco Bowie.
Oh, we're going to shoot heroin together.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's
put
very
it in my
chic.
Eyeball. Yeah.
Yes.
In my eye.
Oh, that's
shoot
great.
It in my penis.
You want me to shoot it right in your penis?
Yeah, in the hole.
I don't want to witness that.
Yeah, okay, so what do you got for
the
news,
I've done this to Mick
baby.
Jagger with my mouth.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Mick just Jagger's a week ago.
A lot smaller than you think, Bo.
Speaking of Mick Jagger.
You blew Mick Jagger as well.
No, I didn't blow him. I made a clay mold of his penis.
Like the plaster casters in Detroit did. Yeah, oh, very good.
Yeah. It was a very small clay mold.
That's excellent.
It only fits pencils.
Yes. What were you saying about Mick Jagger?
He was spotted with foxy Texas supermodel Jerry Hall.
That's a beard, baby.
That's
54.
Not going to last very
he's
long
He's queer
at all.
As a $3 bill, like absolutely. A football bat. He's queer as a football bat. I don't even know what football is, but he's queer
like one. He
takes
it like a quarterback.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, he's a spunk machine.
Mm-hmm. He's like a fountain of youth, and by youth I mean sperm.
Yes.
Yes.
What else you got?
I feel uncomfortable.
I've swallowed his sea monkeys.
Oh my god, you're so naughty, Disco Bowie.
Hollywood hunk Burt Reynolds has been seen hanging with Sally Field all over
town.
Oh,
he's a queen also.
He's rippling though. Oh my god, he's amazing.
Oh, but yes, he's very, very handsome.
Did you see his spread and...
Oh yes,
yes we have.
It was like
as
an eagle, baby. Oh, Playgirl. Oh yeah. Girl.
I was very
oh,
patriotic. Yeah. I'm not from America.
That's where yes. I figured out how to make my star glasses, girl. I made them by watching Burt Reynolds and his rippling muscles.
Wow.
We got to get the mirrored look, like in the Smokey and the Bandit films. Yeah. Yes.
Wow. When he drives a car, I wish I was that car.
I wish I was Sally Field's thighs.
How do you feel about David
Speaking
Cassidy?
Speaking of thighs, I can't even get my thighs.
David Cassidy is one of the most beautiful women ever created.
Well, he's getting married in a few weeks.
To his little brother, Sean Cassidy, I
Oh, my God. That's so crazy. I am so horny right now.
The Hardy Boys, indeed.
Oh, my God. Nancy Drew, breach your heart out.
Oh, delicious.
In other news, Sidney Lumet, director of
You almost
Dog
said
Day.
Sidney Lumet.
I almost said
I gotta be honest, I did him once, and you know
you
what?
You did Sidney Lumet?
Yeah, he was amazing. His glasses really turned me on.
Oh, it's quite an accomplishment.
He
kind of
looked like a little gremlin with those glasses.
It did he hard. Film it?
Yeah, no.
Oh, that's a shame.
Is there anybody that you haven't
No, pretty at? Much not.
No, huh?
I never fucked Lou Reed. That was a rumor. Yeah. That was a rumor.
Yeah, that was a rumor. All right, so what did...
He's like an old fetus, really.
What did my old pal Sidney do?
He's actually in the middle of making a musical version of The Wizard of Oz called
The Wiz. Oh, it's
going to
be wonderful.
Oh, I bet that'd be atrocious.
It's going to be wonderful, I think.
I don't think so.
We haven't seen that enough.
If I'm not playing in it, it's going to be atrocious.
Michael Jackson, Diana Ross, Nipsey Russell.
Yeah, I'm not...
This is sort of like affirmative action Jackson.
I'm
really,
gay,
wow.
But I still don't think... You know,
I think Michael's very talented.
He's a good white guy.
He's not
white in 77. Yeah.
Sorry, I think I was having a flashback to the future, babe. I don't know what happened there. I know
he's got a terrible acne problem.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
that might
weird.
Develop into something hazardous if he doesn't have.
You know,
it
his
taken
sister's pretty hot for a girl.
Who's that, Janet?
Yeah, Janet. She's not bad. That
like
Latoya.
Two.
Latoya looks like she's going to go places. You know what I mean?
She has a very, very beautiful voice.
Highly doubt she will end up on late night ads for psychic commercials.
Mark my words, Jermaine Jackson's going to have a very huge career.
He's going to be amazing.
Yes.
You know, just the other day I was telling my good friend Princess Di, I was like, you know, I think that whole Jackson family is a model. It's the
How
model
is Diana, by the way?
She's great. She's dating this wonderful man, Charles.
What's the next story? Chloe Jones.
I have some terrible news.
What's that?
Roman Polanski was arrested for having intercourse with a 13-year-old girl.
Oh my goodness.
You go, girl.
Yeah, he's under psychiatric observation in Chino, California right now.
Now, is he under psychiatric evaluation for being a gay man or because he had the sex?
He should be arrested.
With a 13-year-old child.
Oh, I thought you said a boy.
Girl.
No, it was a girl.
What's wrong
yes.
with him?
I don't know.
He has issues.
I think that he should be arrested for making terrible films.
You know, I enjoy Roman
films.
Candles.
You love
I hope
Roman Polanski films.
That.
I do.
Really? What films did he make?
He made Repulsion. Have you seen Repulsion?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at Repulsion right now. That's the fragrance I wear, baby. It's groovy. Repulsion by Elton.
One of my favorite horror movies, Rosemary's Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was Roman
I once
Polanski.
Gave a handjob to a circus midget watching that movie in a theater somewhere in Brooklyn.
Was his name Teddy?
Oh my god, you know Teddy?
I do know Teddy.
Oh, the shit Teddy. He's
I put
amazing.
Him in my pocket. I carried around with me for like a month.
He's like a gay sex limerick.
Yeah, you could pull out his lips like a lipstick applicator. Did you know that?
5375, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was client number 10.
What else you got, babe? I'm getting bored with this.
That's all I have.
This isn't groovy.
Yeah, let's get back to our own time.
I've got the itches, man. I'm feeling weird.
Elton Danger, if you can hit that button over there, I think we should go home.
Ooh.
All right, everybody, brace yourselves. We're going back.
Dude, I'm afraid.
Ah, hold my hand.
All right.
The other one, the other one.
Okay.
Oh.
Weird.
You're such pussies.
How are you calm? In all of this, I don't understand how you're so calm. You're like Mother Teresa.
I am.
Of time travel.
Yeah. I'm glad you
realized
that.
Right. The Dalai Lama of time
travel.
I'm
glad we got back. I was afraid.
Well, I guess it's time for Our World in Peril.
And it's in peril.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This just in.
A tornado just came down in our city just now.
Yep.
Tornado just hit Atlanta, hit the CNN Center. They tried to go for Anderson Cooper.
He wanted to take Anderson Cooper into
the
heavens.
Yeah, the tornado wanted it.
Our World in Peril. Yay.
A 35-year-old woman in Wichita, Kansas sat on her toilet in her bathroom.
Was she pooping?
For 2 years.
She was pooping for 2 years?
She wasn't pooping. She had a breakdown in the bathroom.
What?
She lives in a trailer with her boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, she was beaten a lot as a child. And
right.
She went into the bathroom one day, had some kind of disconnect, and decided she was never leaving the bathroom again.
Holy shit.
So for 2 years, she didn't leave the bathroom.
No, how did she eat?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, she didn't lock herself in, so the boyfriend would go in and feed her. He says that, you know, she would shower and change clothes and everything. But he got so used to her being in the bathroom. I mean, they had their whole relationship in the bathroom. And he said she started to sound a little strange, and he finally called an ambulance on her. And when the ambulance came to get her, she had apparently been sitting on the toilet for so long that her skin fused to the toilet seat.
Wow. Can that be real?
Well, you know, it's possible. It's possible when people have actually been fused to couches.
Yeah. How long did they have to sit there, though?
It's a very long time. That's a horrible story. That made me depressed.
Yeah, and just kind of disgusted.
Yeah, it's
too.
Really gross. They had to, unscrew the toilet, take her to the hospital, and then do surgery to remove the toilet from her bottom.
Well, I hope she's getting some therapy, because that's terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a good story.
I hope the toilet seat's getting therapy as well.
You know, way to beat a downer.
Yeah.
Way to start off the world in peril with some actual peril.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Back to the tornado.
Yeah.
I hope it comes and takes me away now.
Yep. Are you gay? It's going to get you.
So George Bush was talking about Jenna's wedding, May 3rd.
They got married?
No, she's getting married.
May
3rd. I'm sorry, she's getting married May 10th.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he was talking
about... So I have one more birthday left before the apocalypse. Great.
Awesome. I want to get her out of the house. She's kind of a problem.
That's what I heard.
She likes the cocaine, takes after her daddy. What are you going to do?
No. Poor Jenna. Jenna's hot. They're both hot, though, the Bush daughters.
Oh, I think they're repulsive, honestly.
You think so?
No, you know what? Honestly, I really don't think they're cute. But you know who is cute? Is the John McCain daughter, even though she clearly is not from
I've
him.
Never seen her. I haven't seen her.
I saw one picture.
Wait, you're talking about the Asian one they adopted?
No. The actual American one that came from, a human.
Oh.
Yeah, it didn't come from
John McCain. The Asian one that came from
E.T.
Right,
subhuman. Yeah. Right, Asians are subhuman people.
Wow.
They're good at math, but they're not good at breeding.
Wow.
I just alienated all one Asian listeners we had.
Sorry, we alienated all
the
ugly...
Asian hate mail. It's going to be awesome.
We alienated all the ugly women who are voting for Hillary Clinton, so we're it's a twofer.
The two of you alienate everybody.
Yeah,
pretty much.
That's what we do. We're dividers. We're like those little things in your folder that move stuff. They're color-coded.
The things in your Trapper Keeper.
I wish I had a Trapper Keeper right now.
That'd be so great.
I had a Transformer Trapper Keeper. I was so excited about
it. Oh, my God. I had just a yellow one.
Right.
And it was bright yellow.
Uh-huh.
And you can cut open the little thing, and you can put any picture you wanted.
Oh,
so I can make it Transformer Trapper Keeper.
Nice.
Yeah, it was like interchangeable.
Nice,
yeah.
Fuck
yours
yeah.
was fancy.
Yeah. No, it's just every Trapper Keeper. You can cut the plastic and just put whatever picture you wanted
when
in
I
there.
Go to meetings with my cabinet, I use my Little Pony Trapper Keeper. It's pretty cool, but sometimes I get stares. I just figure that's jealousy.
Yeah, because it clearly is.
I put my iPod in there.
And your Trapper Keeper?
And my Trapper Keeper.
Awesome.
Yeah, listen to it.
From your Trapper Keeper?
Yes.
I think you just plug headphones into the Trapper Keeper.
I make up my own music.
That's what I heard.
Mama say, mama too shy. Mama say, whatever.
So what's the next story, Chloe? She doesn't know. She's still filtering
what
through
the hell
it.
Was the whole point about his the daughter story? He knows when the date is?
Right.
This just in, I know. Look, I know something, finally.
I got an invitation.
Dick didn't tell it to me. Dick.
The point was, he was going to... He was going to the ambassador of Kuwaiti's house for an event on malaria to speak, and he was running late. And he was running late because he says that Laura made him watch Father of the Bride. He had to stop.
The Steve Martin movie?
I don't know what to do when someone gets married, so she figured Steve Martin was a good teacher.
Right.
Yeah, so he just stopped the movie halfway through to get to the event. They show him what a wedding looks like. And he rushed through the event to get back to finish watching.
You know what I like about Bush? I'll tell you what it is.
Nothing?
He can't be taught through normal means.
No, he can't.
You have to show him a video.
Yeah, you have to show him a film.
I need to know how to take care of my daughters. We're going to give you Parent Trap. Right. Mr. President, we have Terminator 2 for you. I think that'll help you with this crisis.
With the Iraq 9/11. War?
Right. Yeah.
Right. Oh, we could do this all day. Did you lose your keys? Mr. President, we're going to give you Goonies.
We need to send big metal robots over there to Iraq. And get Cybertron to help us.
Go ahead, give us a situation where we have to give you a film.
You have to talk to a foreign dictator.
Mr. President, we have the perfect thing for you. It's called Coming to America. It stars Eddie Murphy.
And I want to go to Zamunda. I want to soil my royal oats.
You can do this all day,
I really could. This is fun.
This is great.
All right. What's next? We got to move on.
In Munich, Germany, two old Italian women were stopped getting on a plane because...
Mach, Guinea, mach!
They had a skeleton in their suitcase.
Holy shit.
Uh-huh. One of the women, she
was Geraldine Ferraro.
She was the skeleton. She, excuse me, this is not the skeleton. This is Geraldine Ferraro.
See the skeleton just talk. Negroes! Yeah. Negroes! Oh.
Yeah, so what
happened?
She's
racist. That's the joke. What's the matter? It's not me. It's the skeleton.
It's her.
Yeah.
It was one of the women's.
We have to explain our jokes to Chloe sometimes.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What were you saying?
Whoa. It was one of the women's brothers, and he had died in Brazil, and his wish was to be buried in Italy. So they actually, these old ladies actually had the proper
paperwork. Packing remains.
They did. It was in a sealed, like, giant Ziploc bag, his skeleton, you know in the suitcase.
You know who I hope does not hear this story?
Who?
Drew Peterson. Well, you know what? Stacy wanted this to happen to her, so I put it in the suitcase and was going to go to Taiwan with her.
She always wanted to go to Hawaii on a vacation
with
me.
She did. She wanted to see the beach, so I was going to, you know, throw her in the ocean.
Now, they were licensed to have this?
Yeah, they had the proper paperwork.
Peterson out.
So there's
Peterson out. Yeah.
So they brought it on the plane.
Nice.
Wow, that's weird.
That's awesome.
Pretty weird. Oh, a newlywed bride in Beijing.
You're saying this like you're laughing through your teeth. You're like...
I'm sorry because it cracked me up.
Okay.
It's newlywed in Beijing.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Was fighting with her husband. They were both drunk. They both fought apparently all the time.
Uh-huh. Right.
And they were arguing. They got even drunker. And he went to go to bed before washing his feet.
Oh, no.
And she freaked out and set the bed on fire while he was passed out in the bed.
Holy shit. Dude, I don't even know how to laugh at that. That's terrifying.
It's horrible.
He died.
That's like a Darth Vader
she
death.
She burned him to death because he didn't wash his feet?
Yeah.
Where did you get this piece from?
Not telling.
Where'd you get it from? From like funnywackystories.com?
Not telling.
I don't wash my feet, baby.
But baby, they stink. You gotta have to wash your feet.
They're in China. Why is it Darth Vader and a redneck?
Mind your business. We were on vacation together. Go ahead. That was where we took our vacation.
That's unfortunate.
Right.
Wow.
You got to wash your feet, baby.
Is it Britney?
It's Britney.
Spears?
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't do the gum sound. Example, yeah. Baby, you're going to have to wash your feet.
I just need you to give me head.
I can't give you a head with that helmet on your head.
I'm going to use the force and take that gum from your mouth.
Give my gum back. Give my gum back.
Silence.
Give me my gum back, you metallic asshole.
Is that better, Commander Spears?
Ugh. I just got like one nerd hard on out there. Britney Spears and Darth Vader, yes! I've been waiting for my fetish to come alive.
Harami Danger, please come to Dragon Con and do this live. Please.
I will do it with a puppet show. See me live at Dragon Con next year.
What's the next story, Chloe Jones?
A Swedish artist, Michael Genberg.
Hello, I'm Michael Genberg.
He wants to put a house.
I want to put a house somewhere.
On the moon.
Yes, on the moon.
That's a great idea.
You know what?
Is it going to be like Biodome?
I wish to put Pauly Shore on the moon because he is a great contributor to the United States.
Absolutely. Just because you live
America.
In a bubble doesn't mean you can't get in trouble.
And the world.
What's the story? How are you going to live in that house?
What you do is you take scuba tanks and you use that to get the air to your lungs.
Oh, really?
Yes, and then we put you in blankets. So
is there going to be a yard on the moon, too,
yes,
where my dog
yard,
can poop
yes.
and like, you know,
yes.
Wow.
Well, the dog will probably be dead. But if you, you know, you
well,
take
no,
him.
If you have like anti-gravity boots
would,
and maybe
there's no such
tank.
Thing. You would take him for a float.
Astronauts choose them
we're
all the time.
We're going out for a float. We have to take the dog for a float.
You're one of those flaky artists that don't have their head in reality
at all.
I like
rectangles.
Here's what I don't understand.
And isosceles triangles, they're wonderful.
You do art with protractors a lot, don't
yes,
you?
Yes. Yes, I enjoy geometry.
He was funded to
I
get
once
this
made
house
love
on
a protractor.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Sweden. And their space program has funded him
sense.
Millions of pounds.
Of course.
To get the house on the moon.
And that's where
so
ABBA
weird.
Comes from.
Right.
Yeah. That so, makes, it's all coming together
I
for me.
I listen to ABBA when I play with my isosceles.
You should.
It's good.
But this is what confuses me.
There What's should that? Be nothing that confuses you. Math is very simple.
No, here's what confuses
Math doesn't
me.
Lie.
The house is contained in a package, which is being shot up to the moon unmanned.
Yes.
And once it gets to the moon, the house is essentially going to come out of the package and set itself up.
Basically, you know nothing about Swedish technology.
I don't.
Yeah,
Swedish
so.
Technology is all based on cybernetic robots. Spider. Robot spiders.
Really?
Yes.
Well, what? How do these things work?
Essentially, what happens is when the package opens, the robot spiders eject. And they have little unmanned cameras and AI. AI, are you familiar with the AI? Filthy American
Worst
Irish
movie
pig?
Ever saw in my life. Yeah.
Yeah. No, not the Will Smith movie. AI.
Will Smith movie.
Is, that is the movie where...
It's every Will Smith movie.
That is... It's not Judgment Day. That is a movie, Spider Robot, where they come out, they eject, and then they build house. And
Transformers?
Then, yeah, I don't know. I we have wooden shoes. Look, I can't.
Runaway starring Holland. Tom Selleck and Gene Simmons?
Holland is shit. Reference? Holland is shit. We are from Sweden. Sweden invaded Holland. We now have wooden shoes. Okay, you did not know this because you're
That's
on the
That's how they
side
walk on
map.
Water, yeah.
You know, the fingers, the Norway, Sweden, Finland, bullshit. It's fucking Sweden now. Sweden with
so
our spider
Sweden
robot army.
Sweden has had a war that none of the rest
yes.
of the world has known about.
This is the reason. Our robot spiders actually dig underground tunnels where we cave in and we sucked in all their cities and killed them. And they made wooden shoes out of them.
That's why we couldn't
them
see
them
because the war was
right.
happening underground.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember that.
All of
Are
you
yeah.
crazy
rebuild?
Americans with your war on terror? It's all gone. Our war on terror is here in Sweden and Holland.
Their war on terror is over.
That's a war on wooden shoes.
Are you changing the name of your country?
Yes, it's called Swaland.
Okay. Nice. Where's this house going?
The moon full!
Have you been listening?
I'm saying, where's this story going?
Nowhere!
Nowhere.
Move on to the next story!
Politics! Swaland!
Oh, it's time for politics. Oh, I guess we're going to talk about Elliot Spitzer, so it's only appropriate I play
well,
the bumper.
Do you want to talk about Elliot Spitzer? First,
well, let me
Gerald
play the bumper.
Ferrara.
I think. Oh, then I'm definitely playing the bumper.
All right,
here we go, people.
This is like looking up a hog's butt for a ham sandwich. Food is not love. It's proud to present Eye on Politics. Pigs, you motherfucking pigs. Motherfucking pigs. The motherfucking pigs.
In the name of good taste, Food Is Not Love has decided to remove all mentioning of Elliot Spitzer and Reverend Jeremy Wright from this podcast. We now continue with our broadcast.
That's what I got.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Wow.
What's the next story, drunkie?
That's what I got.
That's your whole story?
We're done.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, when you
We're
have an alcoholic
tipsy.
Working for you, what can you expect?
Oh, man. Well, let's just enjoy each other's company for a few minutes before Rob starts his contest. Now, you guys have this secret all week, this contest thingy that you guys are doing.
Oh yeah. God, well, it's not so much of a contest as it is a game show.
Now, what do you mean by game show?
Well, what I mean is it's a show where games are played. And during this show...
Really now?
Now, I'm not going to tell you what the name of it is yet, because it's going to be a little bit surprised, but you're one of the contestants.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I kind of figured by the way you guys were keeping right, secret counsel with each other.
But you know what?
It.
You shouldn't feel too bad, because we have... a special guest for this, Mike from Virginia, is going to be joining us for this. He's our first on-air contestant.
Nice.
For a new game show.
Oh, good. He's actually
gonna,
on the show
with us
now.
We're going to get Mike on the phone here. Chloe, do you have him on?
Yeah, I've got him.
Okay, let's bring up Mike. Mike!
He's so excited to talk to you, Mr. Danger.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Even though I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
I would just imagine that he is because of all of his flirtatious comments.
All of his what?
Flirtatious harassing comments.
I'm slurry.
Who's drunk?
Oh.
Well, Mike, welcome to the game show that just keeps on giving. It's called Make Disco Cry.
Yay.
Why am I going to cry?
It's what you got to do.
Okay.
Just go with it.
So, all right, we've got five questions for each of you. And basically, the way this game show works is the following. If Mike gets the question right, we do something to hurt Disco.
Oh, great.
Emotionally.
I've had enough pain already.
We don't have to hit him with anything. We're just going to emotionally rape him.
But I want to physically hurt him.
I'm sorry, that's not this game. That's a different game. We're going to go with this one.
I
so if Mike gets the question wrong, nothing happens. Disco is safe. Now, Disco will be asked questions. If he gets them wrong, he also will be hurt.
Oh, great.
It doesn't matter what happens, you're gonna cry, bitch.
So this is what you guys have been planning for the last week. That's
we love
great.
You.
Yeah, kinda. Yeah. Oh, awesome. Yeah, we've been doing that a little
okay,
while.
So what are you gonna ask Mike a question first?
Yeah, we're gonna
I'm not gonna cry, by the way.
We're gonna try our best.
Okay.
Alright, so Mike, we got a question first. This one's for you, buddy.
Alright.
On an automobile, how many wheels will you typically find?
I believe it's just four.
That is correct.
Oh, God damn it.
Chloe, tell him what we're going to do to Disco.
We are going to play a Will to Power song.
That's great.
You're going to play it in my headphones right now? Oh, yes. Stop it.
You love it.
What is wrong with you people?
Your favorite.
Oh, okay. Well, it did make me cry, but it's upset. Can you turn it off now? Seriously.
Let's just keep it going. You know? Yeah. Let's just keep it going until the next question, all right? Let's just keep it low on this volume so you can hear.
Oh, great.
All right, so this question is for you, Mr. Sneakers.
That would be me.
That would be you. All right. Let's see what we have here. When Britney Spears was hospitalized and lost her children, what day did that fall on in 2008?
That's so not fair. He gets how many tires are on a car?
And I have 5 seconds to answer that question.
January 28th, 2007.
Oh, that was really close. You're only off by a year and days. January 3rd, 2008. Chloe, what do we have for this?
Oh, look, I can't believe I even... Oh, wait. No, this is the consequence now.
Yeah, now we're going to play a Hillary Clinton speech for you.
Oh, shit. That's so fucked up.
For everyone here in Ohio and across America who's ever been counted out but refused to be knocked out.
Let's let that
just get over it.
Everyone who has.
You couldn't play me the one with the little Menudo she was toting around in Texas?
No, you would enjoy
that.
That
little boy is dead and we don't have access to that footage anymore. He was killed.
Well,
all right.
I will say that this is making me suffer a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's what the game is all about. Make Disco cry! All right, Mike. We have another question for you. Here goes. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is the worst movie Kevin Costner ever starred in?
Oh, jeez.
He ain't gonna get this.
I'd like to say a majority of them, but...
Well, there's one in particular.
Any of them, Waterworld?
That's correct!
Oh, God damn it!
That is 100% correct. Now, also, other answers would have been acceptable. The Postman. And Robin Hood.
Yeah, that definitely would have qualified. I'd have to give you that one.
Chloe, tell Disco what we're going to make him cry with.
Well, look what we have here. We have comic book Elektra Assassin, number one.
Wait, what the fuck are you going to do with that?
Written by Frank Miller, art by Bill Sienkiewicz.
You better put that down, seriously. Don't even play.
I'm going to rip that like you want to do Dakota Fanning.
Don't do it.
Do it.
You're a dick. You're a fucking dick.
Oh, it burns. It pains.
Oh, fucking stinging. Asshole.
So look. For those of you who don't know, Disco worships his comic
that's
book.
That's the first printing.
Oh, that looks painful. All right.
Well, why I asked my boobs if that was a good response, and they agreed, yeah, that your comic book should be ripped up.
I'm, like, mortified right now.
You know we're banding together when she will ask her own breasts what's going on.
Yeah.
This is really a unified front.
I hate the fucking both of you.
All right.
No, you don't.
We're going to get to the next question.
Oh, look. You fucking... Oh, man.
It's all over the floor, bloody.
Oh, man.
All right. Let's see. The next question...
How is this funny?
How is it not funny, to be quite honest?
Funny for me.
Yeah. All right. So who's the next question to? I've lost track of the mayhem.
Oh, it's for me?
All right. Disco Sneakers. The next question...
Do I get to kick your balls in if I get it right?
No. No, that is not part of it.
What's the question?
All right. On Saved by the Bell, what was A.C. Slater's lizard's name?
I've never watched an episode of Saved by the Bell. Not even a single one. Can I guess Lizzie?
Oh, that's so close. Artie. Chloe, tell him how we're going to make him cry.
We are going to break Radiohead's The Bends on vinyl. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Right in half.
You're going to break my copy of The Bends?
That's right!
What? You're a dick.
That's the name of this segment. That's the way showbiz is, kid. Welcome to the game.
Don't fucking... you're a fucking asshole.
Aww.
Dude, seriously, you had to do it for real?
Rip the jacket up, too.
I'm going to kick your fucking windshield in.
All right.
You look like I got another copy of
Mike,
that.
Disco's getting really mad. All right, say something sexy to him to calm him down.
Mike, sex him up a little bit.
It's half his fault.
It's all right, Mike. All right. So the next question today, Mike, do you keep up with current events?
No.
Perfect. This question is designed for you.
Or read the paper or do anything.
All right. Well, you're going to have a hard time with this, so Disco may be safe. Name today, this happened in the news today, the financial institution the government bailed out in lieu of trying to help out foreclosed homeowners.
If I know that, do I get a safe?
You can get a safe, that's fine.
I know the answer to that.
All right, well, but Mike, go ahead. Do you have any idea what the company was that the government bailed out today?
I have no idea.
The answer is Bear Stearns.
That is correct.
Yes. All right, so I got out of one.
Yes.
I got out of one.
All right.
So the next question is to me.
Yeah, the next question is to you. Let's see what we have here. What is, you should know this, Disco, being a fan, what is Barack Obama's favorite food?
Gumbo?
It's rice pudding. I'm so sorry. Now, Chloe, you don't happen to know what he's won for this, or rather what he's lost, but I'm going to tell you. We're
going
to listen to a joke from a former co-host.
No,
of this
we're fucking not. I'm putting my foot down right now. We are so not.
That's torture to me too.
Oh,
that's
we're gonna listen to
fair.
It. Let's cue it up.
No, we're not. No, the game's fucking over. The game's over. No, seriously, the game. You can break all my shit,
dude.
In my
why are you a sore sport? Don't be a fucking sore sport. We're playing a game.
Thank you for playing, Mike. I really appreciate it. Tell Mike what he's won because you're not queuing that up.
Mike, you won. You have won a Bring It On Girls 4 DVD.
In it to win it.
In it
on
to
DVD.
Win it. You'll learn some dance moves and some other ways to sex me up.
Yes.
I'm also going to send you a picture of Rob naked, but he doesn't know I have it.
Where'd you put the camera? All I want to know.
Thank you so much,
thank
Mike.
You, Mike.
No, thank you guys very much.
All right, take care.
Yeah, I'm sorry I had to end your little game, but, you know. Enough was enough. Yeah, enough was enough. There's only so much I could have taken.
I'm upset that he didn't cry.
No, yeah. I was close.
The game. I think had we gotten to the end, I think we would have had it.
Yeah, had that last one
I
flown,
think we would have got
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I might have broken.
So congratulations, Mike, from Virginia.
We love you, Mike.
You're one movie richer.
Yeah, one great movie.
Yes.
I don't know what you guys are so cynical about. That movie's great. Being all pessimistic like we're giving him crap. We're not. The movie's golden. It is. It's a great movie.
Learn your dance moves and send us a tape.
It's a
Mike.
Bonus feature, that's... Mike, and we can talk about it. You can email me. You can learn the
honestly,
cheers.
Honestly, if he learns the cheers and sends us a video, we'll
you
post it up on
with
the
him?
Website.
Oh, if he learns the cheers that are on the bonus feature of the movie,
we'll put it up on the website.
Absolutely, if you film it.
Yes.
And Rob will have sex with you.
No.
Rob will take it right
up
the throat.
That was a unanimous no from
take
the
it right up the
party.
Throat. Hey, Bree, how do you feel about the fact that your boyfriend's going to fuck one of our fans?
That's a little awkward.
FYI, that shit ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
No. All right, so let's wrap up. We're just about
right
out of time
the face.
Here. Disco, tell us what we're going to do next time.
Well, next time we'll be sober.
Yeah.
But next time We are going to... What's going on next week? Do we have any guests or anything, Chloe?
Next week, we're on a break.
We're on a break.
Oh, we're on a break.
Yeah, all right. Huh. So I'm going to take over, apparently, because...
So I can't blame... So I can't blame Chloe for lack of guests or anything. Right. Apparently, we're not around.
No.
Right.
We're taking a break next week. We're going to get plastered. Yay. We're going to get plastered. We're going to... I guess when we come back, we'll have a lot to talk about. We'll talk about Bree's birthday.
We'll still be doing stuff on the website all week.
We're going to be doing some stuff on the website. We're going to talk about our St. Patrick's Day experience, because I'm sure we're going to get kicked out of some bar.
We are definitely getting kicked out of
I don't know what you mean.
And Disco is going to, you know, kiss a bouncer in the face.
Yeah, I might.
Most likely.
Don't sleep. It could happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
It will happen.
All that.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, my little childrens out there. I love yous.
Listen to them slow the words. It's so cute.
I love them.
Their face is bright pink. Like
when get, yeah, when the Irish get drunk, they get pink.
He looks like a little penis.
They're like hot dogs.
Why are you guys interrogating me?
Oh, yeah, and Bree would like to say thank you for having her on.
Oh, yeah, we were well, about to thank you. Play. Oh, well, thank you for coming.
Well,
thank
you
for
nice coming to have on the show. You in the studio.
Right. That's never going to happen again. It's never going to happen again. And it's not your fault. Well, it is your fault. Because there's no cock grabbing in the studio.
Except when it's yours and your own hand.
What? Right.
No, no, no. I was talking about Doug and his gimp hand.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even ever address it. Yeah, I injured my hand working out. Yeah.
Working out? Is that what you're calling it?
You are so wacky. You should take your act on the road.
It was to Twisted Sister.
I was working out to Twisted Sister. That's how I hurt my hand.
Yes.
That'll do it.
Yeah. It was a Jane Fonda workout. Don't you play
no evil down on me. You're going to burn in hell.
All right.
I love that song.
Well, I think we got to go. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Goodbye, everybody. And you know what? This is for my little babies for St. Patrick's Day. I love you.
All right, everybody.
Is there anybody here with any Irish in them? Is there any of the girls that like a little more Irish in them? Down from the cliff.